Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ken Swan's in studio with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to talk about the Second Amendment, but something that dovetails with that. Bloomberg, with his mayors against people defending themselves, or illegal guns, as he calls it, and Moms Demand Action, all five of them, they have gone to Facebook and are saying they're going to put it in with porn, not let people under 18 see any type of pro-gun comments, not let gun shops have online sites pushing them back to their legal gun shops.
That's right.
This is a real form of censorship we see. What's your take on that and other ways they're going to try to curtail our liberty?
Well, I think it's a very interesting moment in American history because you have something like the Second Amendment. You have firearms that are being treated as if they are this danger to society, right? And that's all part of the propaganda. This idea that we're going to create a picture where anyone who believes in the right to keep and bear arms is a villain, is pushing for violence, is doing something that's harmful to children. I mean, it's really it's actually a pretty smart propaganda campaign by the leftists and the globalists who want to take away those guns. But consider this. What Facebook has done is they've allowed us to depend on them, and we've built a whole lot of property on Facebook's real estate. And I think what's going to happen next is that there's going to have to be a movement to walk away from that social media site, whether it's the emergence of a new one or whatever it might be. I think liberty folks, pro-Second Amendment folks, there are enough of them out there. You could overnight, you could build a new social network.
No, I agree. We have planetinfowars.com, but it's kind of a basic system. People use that. It's planetinfowars.com. But the problem is, I get that, but it had major media support. They built it into billions of people visiting and hundreds of millions on it. YouTube, Facebook, even though they censor, that's where the fight is.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think we should build new alternatives while still going in there and dominating the memes. They don't want us in there because
right.
we're winning.
Yeah.
They have to shut down our free speech because we are kicking Bloomberg's butt.
Well, but I also think this. I think that Facebook's dying anyways.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's a pump and dump.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they blew up. They did this big IPO, and which was a kind of a failure as they got it launched. But Facebook is, it's done already. I mean, people are moving away from it. That's another generational thing where they've already started shifting away. So I think everything that Facebook is doing now is just a nail in its own coffin.
And again, it's like CNN nails in its own coffin. They can't help it. It's like Reddit has these, you know, we like to discuss censorship, but we censor the discussions of censorship. Reddit, Dig, all those. We used to dominate those, and they just banned our articles being on there. They have a little default that their super mods have where they just kill it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. You're voting for it to be upvoted. No, it's rigged.
Right. Well, because it's the appearance of free speech. It's the appearance of liberty. It's the appearance that you're going to have a say, but you don't actually have one.
And people argue, well, why does your comment censor stuff? Well, if you say we're going to kill the president or something,
right.
There's automatic bots and stuff or spam that block it. We're not even on there. It's Discus that does it. That way it's third party. I have no liability. Believe me, I have plenty of trouble running our own comments and our own, you know, message boards and things. But we're not censoring, but it's also our site. But a site that advertises, posts your articles, and people can upvote it, and then you cheat the voting process, that's true censorship.
Yeah, no, it is true censorship. And especially when you say, look, there are certain subjects that we don't want you to discuss. So there's a difference between saying, hey, listen, we want to have civil debate conversation here. We don't want you to attack people and say horrible things about them on a personal level. That's different than saying this is a subject that you're not allowed to discuss.
Well, they won't let us post an article about how they make students and teachers take part in shooting drills in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
You post that to Dig or to Reddit, and no matter how many votes it gets, it never goes to the front page.
Right, because like you said, the bots are keeping it down. And that's the whole idea behind Reddit, is it's supposed to be a way for people to, on their own, right, self-select, upvote, downvote, as you said, and they have control, but you don't actually have control. It's all the appearance of control.
On Infowars.com, if you look at the most popular, it's just your comments and how many people read it. That's what goes to the top, and we don't censor that.
Yeah,
I don't see some story up there that I don't like and go, hey, wait a minute.
Move that one out.
Yeah, you know, take that off the top most popular. Now, sometimes in the featured news, I'll say, hey, I want this back as the top story. But
right. But that's the difference between censorship and placement of stories.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Ben Swan, thank you for coming in. Great to meet you in person. You are the tip of the spear in alternative media. We salute you.
Thank you.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month. With no contract, SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
Which is a wisdom. So we have even right there.
His knees.
Decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar. It is already Thursday, the 6th day of March 2014. I am Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, as we are all weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, live, rebroadcast on stations all over the country, retransmitted, and then, of course, we return on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. for the abbreviated Sunday live transmission. David Knight will be hosting the Sunday show this Sunday, but I will be Skyping in for at least 30 minutes of the transmission, and we're going to be premiering some investigative reports on that broadcast as well. Anthony Gucciardi will also be in on the Sunday transmission. Just throwing that out before I forget. Tomorrow, before I get into what's coming up today, and there's a lot, we're going to premiere here last Friday's 35-minute-plus sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson before he came live. And it was very unscripted by him and is going to be controversial. If you think the last Friday's interview that ended up being all over MSNBC, Young Turks, every Democratic Party publication basically flipping out over it, If you think that that was interesting interview, wait till you see this one. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners will hear it, premiering in the second hour tomorrow. It'll fill up because we've added a lot of documentation and video and audio clips to what I'm debating with Tucker Carlson to the 35-minute interview. So it's probably 45 minutes long. It will fill all the airtime of the second hour tomorrow. Again, I don't really take full spring breaks where I take off 5-6 days with the family, but I take little pieces off. So I won't be live tomorrow myself. David Knight will be in, but you will have several reports I've been working on. The Tucker Carlson interview, John Bowne's investigative report on the Democratic Party and their ties to race baiting and the Ku Klux Klan. That's going to be premiering at 11:30, 30 minutes into the transmission tomorrow. I never saw it until now. I'm going to get the filmmaker on. It's called Runaway Slave that came out in 2012. We're going to play a trailer of that coming up. There's a black guy who actually knows all about this and made a film about it, exposing it. My only issue is I realize more and more just how conscious the modern Democrats are and that they know all this. And that when we mention it, they run around like chickens with their heads cut off. Because the only way to defeat their racial division and race baiting and the race wars they're trying to start is to absolutely expose them. And they're scared of this. And quite frankly, the Republican leadership with Nixon and the Southern strategy starting in 68 on, they don't want this out. The Republican blue bloods don't want this out either because they just flipped sides with the Democrats and it was all basically a behind-the-scenes deal. So that doesn't get the Republicans off the hook either. It's just these are the big secrets they don't want you to know. And that's what we do. We take the big hiding in the living room elephant that's sitting there, the conjoined donkey and the elephant, and basically show what a monstrosity it is. We're here to show you the hat tricks. In fact, they actually got the promo for Runaway Slave, the film. We don't sell it. We should. I've seen it. It's excellent. In the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. But here's a plug for that documentary that dovetails. Here's the trailer with the research we're doing and preparing to put out. We also sell the film MAFA, dealing with the eugenics program and the Democratic Party and Margaret Sanger and what they've been doing since the 20s. So we have been exposing this for a long time. It's just that it really scares the system. So we're going to play that trailer in a moment. And then the big news, obviously, is Crimea Parliament votes to join Russia. That is a big deal. And you've got talk of sanctions, talk of not letting Russians fly here with their visas and vice versa. This is a new Cold War beginning. Absolutely no doubt about it. That story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Also up on DrudgeReport.com, 4-story down in the middle column, on InfoWars.com story, Missouri teachers object to being shot during drills. Missouri students and teachers required by law to participate in active shooter drills. And I'm going to explain exactly what's behind this coming up after we get into the Crimea situation. But because MSNBC, twice this week that I know of, and because the Young Turks, three times that I know of, and because all the big Democratic Party websites all week long, following the talking points of Media Matters, have been running around freaking out, making fun of us for pointing out the absolute historical fact that Eisenhower got the Voting Rights Act moving forward, Civil Rights Act passed with Republicans, and it hurt the Democrats so bad that they then came back later and supported it. That brought in the Great Society. We have all the racist letters of LBJ and all the rest, and we're just going to put it into a bunch of special reports, especially now that they're running around claiming that we're deceiving people and going, hey, the Southern strategy, you know, the Republicans said they were going to target the South after the Democrats began to lose the South because they went for the whole country with racial politics. They just shifted from their racial politics in the South to then flipping it to the rest of the country, racial identity politics with the minorities. The Republicans were actually trying to fuse the country into a nationalistic free market empire at the time. I'm not even saying it was perfect, but it was a lot better goal than the globalists have today. And they were actually trying to unify the nation post-World War II. The Democrats were not about to let that happen, came out with a very cynical, sophisticated, Machiavellian program. And so when Schenck, if I'm pronouncing it right, and others on the Young Turks and MSNBC get up there and go, Alex, you know full well the Democrats flip from being the racist party to the Republican party, that's not really true. And you know the Southern strategy under Nixon came many years later. So they are really scared of this. And again, I've discovered whatever we report on that they freak out about, you know, when they freak out and go, it's ridiculous that we want to ban your guns. Everybody knows we don't want to ban your guns. Now, please stop playing the clips where we say we're going to ban them. That's because it's hurting them. And I'm going to go on hurting you because you're a bunch of tyrants. And when I mention the fact that they are the party of race politics and identity politics and class warfare, they get very upset, folks, because they're out in the open race baiting. If you flipped the people on MSNBC into Klan uniforms from 50 years ago, I mean, it's the same rhetoric, folks, but for minorities. It is. That's what it is. Word for word. They flipped the script. And I'm not going to put up with it. So here is a trailer for the film that exposes this. Runaway slave. Here it is.
Pre-1960, most African Americans were Republicans. After Martin Luther King was freed from jail by John F. Kennedy, the African American vote has gone Democratic. What exactly did we get exchanged for our 95% Democratic swaying vote? We gave up 3-1 odds in abortion.
14 million black babies have died since 1973.
Dependent on welfare systems.
They begin to take young women, and they begin to tell the young women, well, we would give you money, you just stay home. But what if I want to get married? You lose your benefits.
When you remove the black man out of the house, the likelihood of the young black man going to jail increases by 60%. This is what this party has given on a platter to African Americans. Sometimes you can't tell the difference between now and 200 years ago. And we, by 95%, support this.
Going back to the plantation. You have a group of people on the plantation, and we've run away. We ran away. We got free.
The more the government gives us, the more debt and more control we accumulate.
But here we come back to the plantation, and we're telling them, y'all can be free.
Anyone that comes along and talks to me about taking away what I've given you, they must be evil. They've got to be Republicans.
You have 40, 50 years, an entire culture of people. This is all they know. They don't know anything else.
Because, see, in the black community, there's always somebody who's going to keep them niggas in control.
You could call it slavery in the slave quarters or now in the urban ghettos of America.
I think life is about our future and making decisions that you feel like will serve you best.
We have an opportunity in this nation as blacks that we could not find anywhere else.
We the people are still in charge of this country.
We joined up with these people who are haters and they're racist, but they're not. All we're doing is telling the others that are still on the plantation, you can be free.
This is not the land of guarantees, but it's the land of opportunity.
The sky's the limit as to what we can achieve here.
But when you say racism is the problem, you put the power of for your future in someone else's hands.
What we need in this country today is more black men to confront it. Because you as a white man, you can't confront it. Right now, if you said anything to the black community, you're going to be accused of racism.
I guess I'm racist too, right?
Tyranny is colorblind.
White or black,
it will control you.
Run, America. Run faster. Don't give up. Don't give in. Are you tired yet? Run harder!
Again, the film's Runaway Slave. We're going to carry it, and we're going to get all those guys on the show. The point is that I've been covering this for 18, 19 years, but just kind of mentioning as a footnote, reading so much history, and I realize right in front of us, worldwide, governments want to get people on welfare. And if a country's half Catholic, half Protestant, they'll play those groups off against each other. or if it's, you know, half animist in Africa and in some region and half Christian, they'll play those groups.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Kaufman goes through all the government documents on how they were going to end heterosexuality to lower the population. Yeah, you got half the men with other men and half the women with other women. That'll cut it right there. And then you wage war against the family. It's not even a moral judgment against, quote, gay people. It's that it's scientifically being pushed, and no one can deny that, from every angle to break us up where we're total atomized individuals, but not in the classical sense of an individual, part of a family, part of a tribe, part of a group. There are no more tribes. There are no more cultures. There are no more people. There's MTV and CNN and Fox News and ESPN, and you tune in and you watch Friends, the show Friends. You don't actually have friends. You watch the show Friends, to use an example from 15 years ago, And you have no identity. Your identity is whatever the television puts into you. And I am a runaway slave from the psychological warfare, artificial reality, matrix-like level, artificial habitat the globalists are trying to construct and trying to put us into. That's what's going on here. I want everyone to be free. I want everyone to realize how much potential and human power they have. And I want them to realize that their individuality is under attack. The globalists sell a fake synthetic form of individuality where you're an individual, you don't have a family, you don't have really any real friends that would ever come to your aid, but you've got a culture, a plastic fake corporate culture that's put out that you buy into that empowers you. This morning I was working out at the gym and they had an ad, I think it was for Xbox or PlayStation, I meant to write a note, I forgot, but it was something like, you know, dare to be great, dare to be somebody. It showed a bunch of pirates fighting with each other, but they're blurring reality because they showed real actors fighting as pirates and then cut to the video game of pirates killing each other. You can go out and kill each other and be on the high seas and be in real battles, but never actually be in a real battle. You can go and buy a Ferrari for $1,000 in Second Life or whatever it is and all these other virtual realities, and then people really think you're cool in a fantasy world, but it's not real. That is humans being inserted into the matrix. The globalists said 50 years ago they were going to develop virtual reality games that would become indistinguishable, like the holodeck in Star Trek, from reality until you would choose the fake, easy reality over the hard, true reality that is actually rewarding. Yeah, I would imagine if you were in a few dozen sea battles with real cutlasses and blunderbuss hacking people up, you'd be pretty tough. But you're not really in sea battles when you go and play those video games. I would imagine if you flew around Vietnam in a helicopter, getting shot at and shooting at people, that would be a life experience. Because people are really dying. The virtual reality isn't real. And the virtual reality is bigger than all these video games that say, dare greatly. You know, be somebody. I was sitting there during like a 30-second break working out. Because the way I'm starting to work out, there's like no breaks basically. But I stopped and paused. And I'm sitting there looking at it. And it was saying things on the screen like, be somebody, be part of an adventure, your life starts now. No, your life begins to end in these false realities. And the media says, hey, don't listen to him. This is something that'll make you feel like a human being. Yeah, because they take away our cultures, they take away our normal rites of passage, they take away the feminine and male rites of passages, they destroy our families, we don't know anything better, we're set down in front of a television from birth. And it's our girlfriend, it's our boyfriend, it's our father, it's our mother, it's our ancestor, it's our guru, it's our Obi-Wan Kenobi, it's our guide. No, it's not. It's an artificial construct where the enemy can reach through and openly program you any way they want. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, I could dress up like a trendy, grow a beard, and I'm not knocking you to grow a beard. Hey, it's working for you. And go out on the street and have women throw themselves at me. I could literally do all the fake things that the media says do and have success, but it would be with other plastic, non-real people who will never be fulfilled and empowered and who aren't real. Because it's true. The globalists want to make us unconscious, programmable, biological androids in their own words. If you're not self-actuating and actually guiding your own development and consciously understanding yourself and knowing thyself, you are not conscious. You are not real. You are not even a person. You're not living. No wonder you're so unhappy. No wonder. And you run after the false plastic synthetic construct as if it's going to empower you. I see the young men trying to dress up like Jay-Z and stuff and trying to take on these trappings of success, believing that's going to give them success within the system. It's not. It's all a hologram that you believe you buy into and that you're empowered when you're in a matrix. It's not real. You understand that? When you play some boxing game and beat Muhammad Ali, you didn't really beat Muhammad Ali. You would get more fulfillment going and joining a boxing club and 3 years later beating somebody who beat you at first. That would be 1,000 times more fulfilling, not the fake.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are live on this worldwide Thursday transmission. Dr. Ed Group is going to be joining us, looking at some of the most common toxins that are in the water, the food supply, and how to avoid them, and also looking at some of the latest medical news. That is all coming up. And then Ben Swan is scheduled. He's here in Austin, of BenSwan.com and his own alternative media group. He is going to be joining us coming up in studio as well during this worldwide transmission here today. But before we go any further, I want to start to break down the situation that is unfolding in the Ukraine. The Ukrainian government has voted to join with the Russians. This has escalated the situation quite a bit. Again, Crimea votes to join Russia, accelerating Ukraine crisis. That is what is being reported by Reuters. and they're talking about sanctions against Russia now becoming somewhat of a certainty. First, they were talking about them a few days ago. Now they're saying they're going to try to get them in place via the State Department, NATO, and the EU. There's talk of not letting Russians come here or travel into the EU, you name it, with their visas. These are really acts of war that are being discussed. And I'm not defending the Russian position. It's just that the West did foment this. They did overthrow an elected government. Russia had secured its gas pipelines in its port, and it's 75% Russian in the area they grabbed. It's a small area of eastern Ukraine, and you now have confrontations going on the last 4 or 5 days that have been on television with Ukrainian troops marching up to Russian bases that have been there forever, for hundreds of years, really, in many cases, and threatening to attack them. This could escalate very, very quickly, obviously. Everybody knows that. I was hoping when Putin stopped Crimea that this would de-escalate things a few days ago. That does not appear to be what's going on. Meanwhile, I was, again, early this morning watching some of the committee hearings from yesterday with McCain, and he's making more statements today. And it was the most canned garbage I've ever seen to Secretary of Defense Hagel. And the clips are out there. He was saying, how can you be cutting the Pentagon budget right as the Russians invade Ukraine? This could not be worse, was his quote. And what are we going to do? You notice the day that we cut defense spending last week, the Russians invaded, as if that's why they invaded. They cut some of the increase in defense spending. Some of the increase in defense spending. The United States spends half, look it up, of the world's money on defense. All other countries combined are the other half. Look it up. Hey, guys, just type it in for TV viewers. Type in U.S. accounts for half of world defense spending. It'll show all sorts of graphs. Some cases it's 54%, 51, 52. I'm just saying half to be safe. With the cuts, it's about half. In the meanwhile, China just boosted their defense spending 12%. They've been doing that every year for a while. And we're giving them our secrets. I mean, I don't want to hear about national defense while our government basically hands out all the secrets to everybody. And they just showed the pie chart from Wikipedia showing the United States being roughly half of world spending. Some of the pie charts show it 49%, 48%. But technically, if you add the supplemental and black budget, it's way over 50%. The point is that the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about in 1961 is run by these offshore globalist banks and is openly training with NORTHCOM for sedition and criminal oppression of patriots and Tea Party people. So, again, I'm not bashing the military personnel themselves. I'm bashing the directives coming out of the globalists that control the federal government. But it really hit me this morning when I was watching that at about 7 a.m., watching those, I say I watched the news, I was watching the hearings from yesterday on YouTube. I don't really tune into mainstream television very often unless I see it in the background or monitor it here in the office. We keep an eye on it, but we mainly get it from the aggregators. The point is that it hit me. Of course, one reason they started this attack a few weeks ago was because they didn't vote to join the EU to be sucked dry. But more than that, it's just they need a new Cold War. They've told us, don't worry about Al-Qaeda anymore. They're our buddies. The new domestic enemies, the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans and libertarians and conservatives. So that's what NORTHCOM's for. And the international enemy is the Ruskies and the Chi-Coms, who the globalists are arming to the teeth. But Russia is a real enemy of these people because they're not controlled by the globalists because they kicked a whole bunch of oligarchs out post 1991, 92, 93, 94, when Yeltsin became a total drunk and just sat at the back while Putin, his vice president, actually ran the show. I mean, Putin's been the president probably since about 93. And then in 99, officially, when Yeltsin could no longer stand up or talk, they're probably drugging him, who knows, became the El Presidente. So that's just some of what's going on here in the background. But it just hit me. Why do they want a 12-year war in Iraq, a 12-year war in Afghanistan, or an 11-year war in Iraq, 12, 13-year war in Afghanistan? in their own words. They want trillions of no-bid contracts. They want the war. The journey is the destination. They want overstressed, burnout, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tour troops to come back and be cops. War is the health of the state, it has been said by many a historian. I forget who originally said it. Well, you got a search engine that? Who said, quote, war is the health of the state? I think it was Bismarck. The point is, von Bismarck, I know he said similar things, von Bismarck of Deutschland, and you sit here and you watch this happening as the state grows and the groups that are around the state get bigger, and they destroy the economy, but they don't care because they're like a cancer. They just grow and grow and grow. And then John McCain, the guy that was over there last year when he wasn't in Syria trying to fund Al-Qaeda, stirring up the ultra anti-Russian, Ukrainian, white supremacist nationalists. I mean, that's who they are. And you got George Soros involved, the famous Nazi collaborator. And it just shows you everything they claim they are, they're the opposite. Give your rights up, Al-Qaeda's going to hit us. Meanwhile, McCain's running Al-Qaeda for all intents and purposes to a great extent. George Soros, you know, shut down free speech in America. Pro-gun is pro-Nazi. Meanwhile, he's a real Nazi. They say that Randolph Bourne said it in 1918, war is the health of the state. Yeah, but I think he was paraphrasing von Bismarck. But search Bismarck. War is the health of the state. Doesn't matter. The point is, it is the health of the state at the expense of everybody else's health. But here are the headlines. McCain lashes Defense Secretary Hagel over cuts to Pentagon budget. Total and complete theater. Timing is exquisite, Senator says in sardonic questioning. And again, it goes over the quote about, quote, the timing is exquisite, offering a sharply reduced budget when the world is probably more unsettled than any time since World War II, Senator John McCain derisively declared Wednesday. The Arizona Republican did not disguise his chagrin with the reduced budget as he sardonically sparred with Defense Secretary Hagel at the Senate budget presentation. And depending on how you slice it, I guess they are cutting the increase in the Pentagon budget that's never been cut, basically, since 88 or so. They are cutting the increase by about half. And as Rand Paul has said, they should be cutting the defense budget by 20%, I mean, and consolidating. And, I mean, we're going bankrupt, folks. But, again, the globalists want that. They want us totally in debt. The real national security threat is our job shipped to the third world, our industry, our infrastructure falling apart, our government attacking our culture, our government attacking the birth rate, our government deindustrializing us, our government bringing in the largest immigrant populations any country has ever absorbed, and then programming them with anti-nationalistic, anti-free market, anti-family, anti-gun propaganda. The national security threat is transferring our secrets to China and every other country that wants them. Our national security threat is the foreign megabanks that have stolen over $47 trillion in the last 6 years since 2008, pumping it into their coffers, who've signed us on to 1.5 quadrillion. I should do a special report about the real national security threat. I guess I'm doing one right now, but show all the documents, all the articles, all the clips. We are fully conquered by a corporate kleptocracy that operates through administrative law and through shenanigans. And it's operating, and we're thinking of the old military threat where an enemy or a tribe over the hill comes and tries to take your watering hole or comes and tries to hunt in your hunting area, and you don't run them off, so next they're grabbing your women. You're thinking at a 10,000 BC level, folks, and the globalists are running around in suits and ties, conquering everything, and now they want to secure their usurpation. They want to secure their usurper role, and so they are engaged in active war against the cattle that is the general public and denigrating the health and vigor of the species. And, of course, through 100 monkey and epigenetics and all of the science that shows what goes around comes around, the elite are destroying themselves by engaging in predator activities against the general population. That is the big issue. And I'm glad they were able to find the article with the quotes because it was just blowing me away this morning. McCain blasts Hagel for massive failure of intel on Ukraine. Like they didn't know that when they went in and overthrew the government that the Russians wouldn't come and grab their gas pipelines on their border. And then, oh my gosh, oh, we got to have sanctions and basically have war with Russia. You know, info war, as the Russians have been calling it. That's what they said they're being hit by, and that's what they are being hit by. And again, it's not that I'm saying Russia is wonderful or good. They didn't start it. The globalists are playing America and Russia off against each other. Will you guys queue up from Russia with love for me again, the Siamese fighting fish? I want to explain this to people again. The globalists are like big clouds, as John Perkins, the economic hitman, said, that orbit around the countries, organizing crises, organizing problems. It's like the Star Trek 9/11 piece that one of our listeners put together, explaining problem, reaction, solution. There was a real case, and I guess they compartmentalized it into the movie American Hustle. So I guess that was a racket went on a lot in New York and New Jersey. It was a famous case, though, where the guy had billboards up all over New York saying, you know, we got the cheapest windshield repair. We can fix your windshield if it has a small crack or whatever. He'd go around the ball peeing pammer at night, breaking hundreds of windows. And he became filthy rich off of it because there'd be a billboard right there. And the public would wonder why at the end of a street, every few nights someone would bust the windshields out, why there was a sign there. And obviously he was paying the cops off to let him do it. I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book. You go in, you start a fight with the Russians. The EU gets to come in and grab half the country and loot it. You get to have trillions more in defense spending. Get to launch a whole new Cold War. Gee, where's the motive? I'd like to see that going into space programs. I'd like to see it going into real research, real renaissance, real human empowerment. I'd like to see it going as tax money back into people's own pockets. I'd like to see real renaissance, not a system where we just let these social engineers play all these games. And you've got more and more world leaders coming out. There was one just a few months ago. Who was that? That said governments are creating crises so they can stay in power and expand their control. And it's making the world very unstable. The top statesman, I forget who, Paul Watson wrote about it. And said we're going to end up having World War III or a total breakdown of society because these people don't want things to run well because they always need a crisis to stay in power. That's it. People say, well, Alex, aren't you glad stuff's bad? You know, you're doing real well on air. And quite frankly, I'll be honest with you right now. Yes, as things get worse, because I've been accurately telling you how the world really works, because it's public how it really works. It's not rocket science stuff, folks. They just put out so much disinfo. When you actually hear the truth, people don't recognize it. You're hearing how it really works. You're really hearing how the planet operates. You're actually getting geopolitics from someone who's read 500 or more history books from mainline empires, Machiavelli, you name it. And all the establishment knows what I know and more. But I want a future for my kids. I would love for things to get better. There's always tyranny to fight. There's always corruption to deal with. But I would not fight as hard. I would not work as hard. I would fade off into the distance. I wouldn't be risking my life being so aggressive if we could back them off some. But I realize there's no future if we don't beat them. I'm not happy about our meteoric rise because things are getting worse. I wish that wasn't the case. But the good news is we're getting bigger because people realize that it really is this bad. And by admitting how bad it is, therein lies the key to admitting we're in trouble and getting out of this situation. But absolutely, you bet. If the New World Order continues moving forward, I will get bigger and 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 bigger until I ultimately sell out to them or are murdered. And quite frankly, I'm never going to sell out, so I don't like approaching the territory we're going into. They've got all their metrics and computer programs, and the day my card pops up that I become too dangerous and uncontrollable, they will either set me up or kill me. But you know what? That's what it takes to defeat tyrants. My ancestor did it. I'm ready to do it. That's not heroic. I don't want my kids and grandkids being slaves. I don't like cancer viruses and the vaccines. I don't like the GMO. I don't like being in a giant petri dish experiment. Let's go to the clip from Russia with Love where the head of Spectre, or is it Chaos? I forget. Is explaining to them how they play Russia and the U.S. off against each other. Here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures. Brave, but on the whole, stupid. Yes, they're stupid. except for the occasional ones such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. And he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Cranston's efforts as director of planning will continue to be a success.
All right, folks, and when you watch the White House czars on C-SPAN, they sit there and talk like that. We must brainwash the public. Mao is the answer. We move forward with re-education in the schools. Our program is complete. We now will tell them the children belong to the state. Abortion and inoculation compulsory. I mean, we're now to the point of them openly doing this.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the best storable foods company out there. That's why they're our sponsor, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. It lasts 25 years. It's great to have that security and not be dependent. And they have got a bunch of specials at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. They have great customer service, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And please don't forget, we have the new magazine for March in bulk with John Wayne on the cover.
and it says the war on men. And it's all about the chemicals, the biologicals, the food, the water, how they're targeting men, simple diet things and precautions men can take and women can take, by the way. It over-feminizes women and causes them to get breast cancer, you name it. We're going to talk more about this coming up in the next hour. Also, how they're going to try to list all normal activity as mentally ill. Fatherhood, if your son admires you, that's now listed as mentally ill. You can only admire the state. I mean, this is some sick stuff. You can buy the magazine in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to wake up friends and family. So you basically get like 10 of them for the cost of two regular magazines or even less. Big color glossy magazine. This is a black and white cover, so that's not color this time. But the magazine inside is color. And it's good to have print when print's going out because people really pay attention to it now. So, again, I want to invite everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the magazine, to check out InfoWarsLife.com, where we have the Super Male Vitality proprietary system that you've heard the rave reviews of to block the estrogen mimickers and help you release your normal hormones. We've got the Fluoride Shield that takes out the fluoride and a bunch of other heavy metals and toxins. It's the nascent iodine and five other key compounds, the chelate. And we've got the best-selling proprietary nascent iodine, the Survival Shield, all available at InfoWarsLife.com. Or if you have any questions or like to order via the phone, it's 888-253-3139. And it is your purchases of the products that make the transmission possible. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com to find the big master store, or 888-253-3139. Now, coming up in the next hour, Dr. Group's going to be with us, and I'm going to get into mind control with him because I asked him what he wanted to talk about. I had some of my own topics. The first thing he wants to talk about, he even gave me a list of some of the things he wants to talk about. The current DSM is 943 pages long and lists 374 mental disorders, including not liking tyranny. So if he's got a copy of this, can I have a copy of this? Will we get them to print me a copy of that? Thanks. Okay, it was in the back of my binder. Thank you. So all of that is coming up. By the way, we're seeing the destruction of Bitcoin, hundreds of lawsuits being filed, major exchanges going bankrupt. Bitcoin CEO found dead in Singapore, suicide suspected. Yeah, and you got all these top bankers dying too. I mean, that's why I've not touched it with a 10-foot pole. And I've been proven right again. That's because why I'm bad. Hell, it's, why don't you want to get involved in Bitcoin? I could have gotten involved in it 4 years ago and made $500 million. But I don't want to end up being like the Wolf of Wall Street, folks. I'm not saying cryptocurrencies aren't good. I'm not saying it's not the future. The first one to come out is guaranteed to be set up or guaranteed to be destroyed. And it's a serious situation. That's coming up. And look, I've proven right again, okay? You got all these suckers that are staying in. You got the Bitcoin conference going on right now. I've had all sorts of people reach out to me, you know, oh, we could really, you know, make it worthwhile if you get into Bitcoin. Hey, hell will freeze over before it happens, okay? Hell will freeze over before I steer people into something I think's not good. Got it? I try to steer people into something I only think is great that I do myself, and that's not perfect. Even though our track record is, I don't know, get into gold and 300 and 1300 right now. I don't know, pretty good deal, you know. I just reap what I sow, reap what I sow. I just want to win, 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 win. I want to bless, 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 bless. I want to be blessed, 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 blessed. Got it? Got it? Get it to win it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We are.